For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
One more time just for fun. What's good, baby? We in here. Welcome to the Tuesday, October 15th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
We are so happy that you are here with us. There is a lot to talk about. I'm going to trash a number of people today.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
On the list of people who will be trashed today, Jerry Jones.
Well, yeah.
On the list of people that will be trashed today, Aaron Rodgers.
No impression for him.
On the list of people who will be trashed today, forgive me. He seems like a good dude. But acting like this Devontae Adams trade is of anything of significance to either the New York Jets or the Las Vegas Raiders, I believe is false. Mm. Was Devontae Adams a top-tier receiver? He absolutely was. Mm-hmm. The New York Jets lost three in a row. Rodgers has blamed Robert Saleh. Yeah. He blamed Mike Williams last night.
For that duck.
It's been everyone's fault except for his. Mm. He is a petulant child who kicks, screams, and moans until he gets what he wants, and he got it. And he wanted Devontae Adams for 2 years. He went to the media and started talking about Devontae Adams, mm-hmm. and he got him. And Devontae Adams is headed to the New York Jets, and he'll be the one guy that Aaron Rodgers won't be able to blame this on. Do I think Devontae Adams is going to be good in New York? Absolutely not. But he's not going to be able to blame it on him, because that's the guy he wanted. Aaron Rodgers has gotten everything he has wanted since becoming a New York Jet. He has gotten everything he has wanted as he led this team to three straight losses. They're getting praised because their offense yesterday looked marginally better than it did the week prior. So they went out and got Devontae Adams, which will prove to mean absolutely nothing. I've told you to clip all of this, bookmark it. You can stream it together all out of the end of the season and say, D-Lo, haha, you suck, you were wrong. Okay, ain't been wrong yet. This trade will prove to be insignificant for the New York Jets and the Las Vegas Raiders. This trade 2 years ago was insignificant for the Las Vegas Raiders. This is one of the dumbest executions of a star football player trade I've ever seen. You did it to pair him with one of his favorite quarterbacks. You brought in the biggest jackass of a head coach, ruined your entire organization, got rid of said quarterback, and now you lose Devontae Adams 2 years after acquiring him.
Well, there's a couple things that go with it. I don't
disagree with anything that you say about Aaron Rodgers. Like I said, it's about time everybody comes around on how I felt about Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how many years ago. Jason Jones will tell you, we used to argue about Aaron Rodgers on Throne Room Breakdown. Like, this guy's a choke artist. And then he tried to bring Steve Young in there. I said, don't do that. Steve, don't disrespect Steve Young like that. But I do wonder what this may do for the team. Watch the game last night. They were better on the offensive end. They were able to move the ball a little bit. I think some of that had to do with not Bob Sala being gone, but maybe Nathaniel Hackett being gone. That may have something to do with it. And one of the reasons they lost that game is their inability to do anything in the red zone when they got down there. Not only not able to score touchdowns, but missing a bunch of field goals. So where can someone like Davante Adams help you? Possibly in that red zone situation. Now, that's assuming they, you know, do the same thing, if not better, on the offensive end moving forward. I don't know about that. I'm not completely confident in that. But now you have a guy like Davante Adams that you can go to. You still got Breece Hall and you got Garrett Wilson that you can go to in the red zone. And maybe they feel like that is what can get them over the hump. They're still there in the division. They're still there. The division is, you know, the Bills, that was a big-time win from them yesterday. Big-time win by the Bills yesterday. Yep. But they're not in a position.
Okay. By the way, the Bills went and got something that they desperately needed.
They did. That's a good look.
That trade, to me, has significance.
That's a good look.
Amari Cooper landing in Buffalo has significance. Good for them for seeing this deal with New York get executed, saying, you know what, there's another wide receiver who doesn't want to be where he's at right now. Let's go get him to pair him with Josh Allen. I wish they had been able to get Devontae because I think that would have been impactful, but Amari with Josh Allen will be impactful.
That's a good look, man. But I'm not writing the obituary on the Jets just yet with this trade. I do think, as much as I don't like the Jets, as much as I don't like Aaron Rodgers, this could potentially help them. But you know what? The interesting thing is, because as I'm still trying to finish receiver, there's more that I'm watching. Davante Adams. Davante Adams is, that's an interesting character, man. That's an interesting character. And you know, to a certain degree, him and Rodgers are probably a perfect match because they're both interesting characters. And we'll see. Maybe it'll be those two against the world, you know, in New York. It'll be everybody else's fault except for those two. And
well, us against the world, us against everybody can prove to be an effective strategy. I just don't think it will for those two.
It might not. I mean, they are in a little bit of a hole. Like I said, as close as they are to still being relevant in the NFC East, you are 2-4. You have lost the game to the division leader. So you're basically three games back. I don't think they're going to be able to get to a wild card position. So your only hope might be to win that division. So they're in a bit of a hole right now as it is.
You know, they don't have the most difficult schedule ahead.
I haven't even looked at the schedule.
They've got the Steelers coming up, and it appears that Russell Wilson is going to start for them.
Business picking up in the NFL right now.
I guess so. I guess so. I mean, that's a 4-2 football team, but like, I guess so.
That's the move, by the way. Well, we can talk about it a little later, but I think
go to Russ.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you hate Justin Fields.
Oh, don't do that.
Your hate for black quarterbacks.
I just said Russell Wilson should be starting.
Yeah, but we all know. they've got the Steelers coming up. They've got the Patriots. They got a game against the Texans. That's obviously a big one. That's a tough one. Then they got the Cardinals after that and the Colts. That's the Jets' next stretch of games. If this is all Robert Saleh's fault, if poor Aaron Rodgers just needed a wide receiver, then okay, here's going to be your opportunity to make your mark here with this part of the schedule.
We do not like them. We do not like Aaron Rodgers, but we are truth tellers here. I'm going to ask you. I know you keep it a stack at all times. Is it inconceivable they get to 10-7?
No, not after what I looked at today. It's not.
Yeah.
But is it inconceivable? No. Aaron Rodgers, I said Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to be a good quarterback this year. Mm. He's not a bad quarterback. He's not.
He's a checkdown merchant.
He's not like a good quarterback. He's just a quarterback. There are things that he could do. His ability to connect with a wide receiver on a Hail Mary is unlike anything I've ever seen.
It's crazy.
Like, he's literally, like, he's one of one in that category. It's bizarre. And he's also one of one in confusing officials. I can't think of another quarterback who has thrown multiple touchdown passes where one official puts their hands in the air and the other one goes incomplete. It's fascinating to watch in real time, but Aaron Rodgers is obviously very good at that. He was not bad yesterday, but he's not the MVP of two or three years ago or whatever it was.
He's not a game changer at this point in his career.
But maybe, and this was the point maybe you and Jesse were making that I just told you both to go to hell with, is he doesn't have to be. That's the nature of the Jets roster.
Yeah.
Again, I still disagree, but the idea that he can be a good enough of a quarterback to get them to 10-7, looking at their schedule like in depth for the first time this morning, not impossible.
10-7 would mean they finish the season 8-3.
I'm out on that.
You don't think they can do that?
No, because if everything is true that was before this morning, then that's not going to get fixed. If you're a dysfunctional organization, you're still going to be that. Like, you fired your head coach. You already moved off from your offensive
coordinator.
But
see, that's the thing.
Rodgers doesn't look good. The defense is overrated.
They might not be dysfunctional.
Okay. He's okay.
They might not be dysfunctional. They just might not be very good. Like, I think that's it. Maybe.
Like, we're talking about, like, they played good yesterday. They scored 20 points.
No, they didn't play good. That's, well, like, I'll push back on that. They did not play
good.
Well,
then whoever's saying they did, like, they scored 20 points.
They played marginally better than they did the week before. Like, that's it.
They played all right. And this is part of playing good. They didn't execute, and they missed, what, two field goals inside 30 yards?
Yeah, that's part of the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't execute, but it's almost – I don't look at them like the 49ers, but it's almost like the 49ers in that if you execute, you will have better results. It's not you're incapable. Like, the Panthers are incapable. That's not.
But they might not be capable of executing.
Maybe
that's
not.
That's my point.
Maybe not. But I'm just looking at talent. You move the ball. You can do things. You've got to finish things off. I think the jury's still out on that. That's all I'm saying is I don't know yet. I'm not going to close the book on them yet.
Yeah, I'm out on them still.
You know what? You know what's helping them is the Dolphins. They got those two games late against the Dolphins. I mean, if Tua's back,
he's going to be back week 9 against the Cardinals, week 8, whatever that is.
And so, yeah,
the Dolphins, I don't
know. They win this week. They're 3-3.
Well, I don't know how good they are.
But you're willing to believe the Jets and not the Dolphins?
I don't know how good the Jets are.
I don't know. I feel like you're the Aaron Rodgers fan club captain right
Hell
now.
Hell no.
I don't know. You want a jersey? You want us to get you one of you,
no.
You and Green? You're
going to have me there like, you know, Fireman Dave, whatever his name is.
Tune in tomorrow. Mike Greenberg joins D'Lo and KC. Actually, he just joins KC. You talk Jets fandom here.
But that's kind of my whole point with the Jets is the Bills look to be probably the best team in the division. I don't think the Bills are that good. Like, they've got issues. They're pretty tough, though. They're pretty tough. I think they're mentally tough.
And I think they could get better.
I like that about them.
I have a lot of doubt as to whether Devontae Adams makes the Jets better. I have very little doubt that Amari Cooper makes the Bills better.
I think it helps him, but I don't think it takes him to another level. Like, you didn't even trade for a top 10 receiver. You just got a top
Amari Cooper is a really good receiver.
He is.
And Josh Allen's a really good quarterback. That's the difference between the
How good? Like, Amari Cooper's good, but this is like he doesn't stick anywhere.
Well, that's not true. The Browns wanted Devontae. Well, okay, you pissed off your wide receiver.
The Raiders got rid of Amari. The Cowboys got rid of Amari. The Browns got rid of Amari.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's produced everywhere he's gone.
He'll
be a good receiver, but I don't think it's going to take him to another level. Like, it'll help Josh Allen a little bit, but that's it, I think.
I said what I said. He will make the Bills better than the Devontae makes the Jets.
That's fair. I mean, they already got a
two-game
head start on
him. We'll start the clock now, then. Start the clock right now. I don't even know what he's laughing at. We'll come back.
This trade. I don't know why you want to fight me.
Well, because you're a goddamn Jets fan over here. You and Captain Aaron Rodgers over here. Jesus Christ. I'm going to get you a damn Jets jersey and keep it moving here.
I don't want no Jets.
This Davante Adams trade means, I think it means little for the Jets. It means even less for the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll touch on that aspect of this. And you can explain why you hate Justin Fields.
Wait a minute.
We're just getting started. We're with you for the next 4 hours, 7 hours if you count the hip-hop show here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. D'Lo in New York Jets. Kenny back here with you.
Kenny Greenberg and then Damian Berman, I guess.
Hey, man, I'm not a Jets fan. Shout out to Ace Burke Slim. He is a Jets fan. I don't like any New York football, to be honest with you. You guys know I love New York. I don't like any New York football. They both can go to hell.
Fair enough.
I don't even like Rutgers. And that's Jersey.
What'd they do to you?
Nah, I ain't feeling it. No, football, no. Basketball, yes. I mean, I'm not crazy about the Brooklyn Nets, but I like the Knicks. I'm a Knicks supporter, not a Knicks fan. There's a difference. A Knicks supporter.
Does it hurt you when the Knicks lose?
Well, good question.
Does it hurt you when the Knicks lose?
No.
Like, emotionally at all? Like, gosh, could have had it.
Were you cheering for Dante DiVincenzo to get beat up the other day?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth. Don't come into the garden talking all that mess. Did you see I tweeted out the video? I guess it was on this date of the Miami brawl. Remember that with FIU?
I watched that yesterday when you reposted. That was pretty crazy.
Did you see that in real time? Like, do you?
No.
Remember? Oh, you never seen that.
Yeah.
Remember when Miami football got into?
No, I remember that. Yeah.
And
so you just reposted the video.
Yeah.
And
Jesse,
because I was like, what? Like legends? Like, what is it?
No. And then the announcer was like, yeah. That's right. You come into the U, you come into the OB, and that's what's going to happen to you. Talking all that mess. Like, this is the broadcast. This is like Greg Olson saying something like this. He's like, yeah, don't come in here with that mess. People getting stomped out, kicked, and all this other stuff. Yeah, he said, we can take it out back right now.
He said, I was ready to go down there right now and take the elevator.
I said, sir.
All right, man.
It was wild.
That was crazy. I remember,
the play-by-play guy's just silent, too.
there was a gang of think pieces that led PTI. Like, That was a lot when that happened, as it should have been. That was a crazy.
Yeah, there's not brawls like that
anymore.
That was crazy.
That was nuts.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, Dante coming into the garden with all that mess.
Rick Brunson wanted to fight him, I guess.
Yeah, don't come into the garden with that.
Rick, get your ass out of the way.
Why, Rick? Got to get out the way.
Bro, you're
assistant coach.
Hey, allegedly he was talking to him. He was talking to the bench. He's talking to the bench. Like, I can talk to you too.
He said he was talking to Tibbs.
Yeah,
that's what he said. I was talking to Tibbs.
Yeah, I'm talking to you too. You talking to the bench. You talking crazy.
Bro, you're insignificant. Get out of here. You're Jalen's dad.
I'm a guy.
That's
how I'd refer to him too. Jalen's dad move.
No, I don't give a. You talking to me. I didn't come. I didn't say nothing about you. You talking to me. So now we're talking.
Does Rick sit in the front of the bench or he's in the second row?
He's in front, bro.
All right, I'm just checking.
Okay,
so move. Now we're talking. I wasn't talking about you.
I'm sorry. Jalen's dad, go back to the family area and get out of my face.
Well, yeah, we traded your ass for a reason. Goodbye. Enjoy Minnesota. Get your ass out of here. We wanted to get better, so we got rid of your ass. Now we talking. If you want to talk, we talking.
Okay, New York,
but I'm boy, not a Knicks fan.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
I said, I'm coming to the garden talking.
I don't think I've ever defended like a Celtics assistant coach or anything like that.
Crazy.
Well, you guys talk about he shouldn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing to begin with.
I didn't say he couldn't say anything. All I said is I respond with, Jalen's dad, sit down. The family area is over there. Go sit down. What are you even doing down here?
I guess because we're trying to get better. We had to get rid of you.
Okay,
is that we word again?
Yeah. I'm Brunson. Not Kenny. I'm Brunson.
All right. New York Kenny in full effect here on this Tuesday, boy. My God, y'all can't even see it. He got Tim's on today.
I need a new pair of Tim's.
Devontae Adams headed to the New York Jets. You know, we can go back and forth as to whether that means anything for the New York Jets. It means absolutely nothing for the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders, this is one of the most ill-advised moves, I think, in the history of professional football. Did absolutely nothing for them 2 years ago. They blew up any chance it had of being successful by trading Derek Carr. The fact is, when they traded Derek Carr, they should or didn't re-sign Derek Carr, or whatever the hell happened with him. I can't even remember. They should have just let Devontae go. They should have traded Devontae. They should have let him go. They brought him in here. I think they gave up a first-round pick for him in that initial trade with the Green Bay Packers. Just an absolute debacle. It's one of the many, many things that frustrates Raider fans out there is this organization can't see 2 years ahead. It's hard to not put that on Mark Davis. As brilliant as I think he has been with the Las Vegas Aces, he can't seem to get out of his own way when it comes to the Las Vegas Raiders. And whether it's Gruden or it's McDaniels or it's moves like this, it's just what continues to leave the Raiders in a horrible spot because that's where they are. This is a third round pick. It's like they're calling it a conditional third round pick that can upgrade to a second if Devontae individually hits certain performance numbers. I searched multiple different websites, didn't see what those numbers were. So if anyone has them, throw them in the
chat.
Kyle
mentioned, I think one is like an all-pro, and then if he plays in the conference
championship. An all-pro? That's not happening.
And I think if he plays in the conference championship game, I think Kyle talked about that earlier.
Okay, I missed.
Congrats on your third-round pick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that ain't, I mean, pretty all much. Pro, we're halfway through the season damn near. Like, you're not making all pro, so that's, and I don't know if it's a combination of both or he gets one or the other, I don't know, but yeah, one of them is gone. If that's the case, he ain't making all pro.
Mark Davis low-key needs to hire someone to run the front office and all that stuff and then go away for 5
Raider
years.
Raider fans been saying that forever.
And go away for 5 years. They've just let them run forever.
So I'll ask this question, though. The coaching decision is a Mark Davis hire. What tells us he hasn't done that already? Like, he hasn't just gotten out of the way of football decision. Like, there is a general manager there. There is somebody that at the beginning of the season could have made this decision. Unless you guys are saying Mark,
I think he's wanted part to, of it all, though.
Correct. He wanted to, and Mark said no.
What? Can we look at, was AP hired first?
Yeah, I'm going to check that.
I don't remember. I remember we talked about that. Like, should the general manager hire the coach? I feel like the GM might have been first.
Okay.
I feel, I, but
right.
I remember
you
we
might
talked
be right.
About
I, yeah, I
can't remember. I can't remember off the top of my head. But, I mean, Mark Davis, this is all on his watch. It's all on his resume. He's got to wear that. But the whole notion that let the football people do football things, what do we have to show that that's not happening right now? And they're just getting it wrong.
Well,
yeah, AP was hired 4 days before the GM.
There's the answer.
There we go.
There's the answer. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Mark Davis' biggest issue is that he tries, and I think he cares about the Raiders, but he's just, he can't get it right. He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He's trying, but it's just not going to work. He literally just needs to get out the way for a while.
I believe Mark is well-intended.
Exactly, he is. Like, he's doing his best, but buddy, you just
it's
stink.
Not very good.
Yes,
yeah,
you're like, not good.
That's the problem. Like, hey,
like, this isn't for you.
You're doing good. You're doing good, little buddy. Just keep trying. It's like you gotta unplug his remote and just.
The reason why I asked that question is he may be doing exactly what people are saying he should do. But he's hiring the wrong football people.
It's exactly what. Well, he's hiring the wrong football people. That's no doubt.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he could be, like you say, hey, hire football people and get that out the way. He may have done that. He just hired the wrong football people. That's on him as well. But that's also.
Well, no, because it's backwards, okay, too. So like, you can't hire the GM after your coach. Like, that's backwards.
But he hired the wrong coach, it looks like.
Yeah.
It looks like he hired the. And to, I think Jason was telling this last week, Harbaugh wanted to come. At least there was interest. And he. You can make the argument he chose AP over Harbaugh.
See, what
I would have charged. I would have got Harbaugh.
What I'm saying is hire a president of football operations and then get the hell out the way after that and let him do everything. Hmm. Like, let someone else run the show. Where
isn't
you're just you're signing checks
though?
And all that. Like, nah.
The Niners though, isn't it? Who's above Lynch? We all know Kyle, but I'm saying like there's not.
I assume Jed.
Yeah. Right. So
yeah, but.
It'd be,
It is, like, but it's not.
Is that...
like, Kyle essentially hired John Lynch.
Right, but what I'm saying... So, Jesse, if I have this correct, you're saying hire a president ops, then hire a GM, then a coach.
I'm saying hire a president of ops, and then Mark Davis, don't make a football decision ever again after that. You let your front office run it. Mark Davis clearly can't do... Like, the Niners, they have Kyle Shanahan. Like, that works for them. This clearly doesn't work for the Raiders. They need to reshuffle everything and the way they go about everything.
Bad part is they just did.
He's going to hire Bill Laimbeer to run the... Wow.
Was Laimbeer the coach when they won the championship or went to the finals? Did they win a championship?
Did Bill win a championship with the Aces? I think that... How many did they have?
I was thinking of him with the Shock.
Oh, yeah.
He won two?
He won in 06. Yeah, he won two. Now, Bill Laimbeer is a winning coach. Mm-hmm. I don't think he made it in the NBA because he's a a-hole. Mm-hmm. I think it's as simple as that. He's a bit of a privileged jackass.
Right. I didn't mean to bring that up. That's
no, thank you. No, it's good. It's fine.
I thought that's
no,
who
it's fine.
They beat? I thought they
you,
beat the
are
Shock.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I thought they beat the Shock.
They beat the Sun.
I'm thinking they beat the Shock.
No, they beat the Sun, and the Shock beat them. At the Joe Louis Arena in the first ever game 5, because the game had got moved out of the Palace at Auburn Hills, where we were staying an hour away, because Mariah Carey was there.
No, Mariah will do that.
And the Joe Louis Arena is a very interesting place to be.
Isn't it like a sweat box? In the summer, at least.
I don't remember it being. I remember it being terribly unpleasant. I remember feeling like I saw multiple dead bodies on the way.
Oh.
I mean, like it was in the heart. Like a rough looking time for Detroit. Like it was not pretty. Mm. And them overpasses that they have are wild.
I'm glad you made it here.
And then you just look over and like there's Canada. And it just looks like the most beautiful thing. Like the sun is on Canada. And you're like, oh my God, what is this?
Oh man.
Yeah. But no, thanks for bringing that up.
To your guys' original point. One, it feels
never
like
never seen a 7-point lead disappear as quickly as the one did at a halftime. Mm. Well, Monarchs were up 7 at the half, and it couldn't have been more than 70 seconds later that they were down 1.
Well, the Kings will challenge that for their playoff performance in New Orleans. Yeah, they were up 7 with 120 something to go.
You're just bringing up.
Yeah, what are you doing today, bro?
I was like, they gotta expand on this lead or at least stay the same. No, we go into the quarter up 1. Okay. All right, this game's over. But to your point about the Raiders, number one, feels like he just did that. Like, literally just did that. And number two...
Restructured the organization.
Yeah, he's not hiring the right football people.
What do you mean, like, restructured the organization, though?
They got a new GM and a new head coach.
But they did it wrong, though. You went coach, then GM. You got to do it, like, the right way. Like, you can't... That's not a way to... do things. But like I said, like for the 49ers, that works. You got Shanahan, but they're the outlier.
But like you're not going to, but part of my point is you're not going to do that now, right? Like you're not going to fire the GM now, are you? Or is it just fire the coach?
At this point, I'd fire Antonio Pierce at the end of the season and let Tom Telesco make his decision as far as who he wants to hire and go from there.
Hmm. I don't even know that you do that.
Well, because it's like you're going to have a top 10 pick. You're going to draft a quarterback. You make the decision at that point. Are we going to stick with AP and with this quarterback, or are we going to fire him after the next year?
They all got to be in line. If you're going to stick with AP, you're committed to him for the next 3 years while this quarterback develops.
And maybe, and that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's the cleanup that we're talking about is the quarterback position, the roster itself, rather than Telesco and Antonio Pierce. I have questions about Antonio Pierce. I have some concerns about Antonio Pierce, but. If you're going to hire a first-year head coach, if you're going to hire a coach with relatively little experience, then you've got to be willing to deal with what's happening right now and have to give him the opportunity to learn from it. It's no different than a young quarterback. A young quarterback, they're not all going to be C.J. Strouds or apparently Washington, Jaden Daniels. Apparently, they're not all going to be those guys. Mm-hmm. Same with coaches. Coaches are going to have hiccups. Like Antonio Pierce has not had the best start to this season. In front of the microphone, it doesn't sound like he's had the best in the locker room. But you've got to afford him the opportunity to correct it. Devontae didn't want to be there. He's gone. Okay. Your objectives are still the same. There's nothing about this organization that says you're tanking. Trading Devontae Adams doesn't mean that you're done for the season. It has no significance because of your quarterback position. Your objective is the same. You've got to coach this team as if you're trying to win every game that you're playing. And I think the right move would be to keep him around next year, to keep this organization around next year, to keep the structure, I should say, the general manager and so on, and allow them to build this out. Now, if there becomes a conversation that there's an issue between the general manager and the head coach, that's where I think Jesse's play comes in. You have to wipe all of this out and start over because you messed up. Mm. Because that's never going to fix itself. Mm-hmm. That's never going to self-correct. They're never going to be on the same page. You can't have the general manager and the head coach be at odds. You can't have the head coach and the quarterback be at odds. Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh is a great example. Anyone who thinks Nick Sirianni isn't going to be fired is fooling themselves. Him and Jalen Hurts do not get along. Mm-hmm. And the quarterback will always be picked over the head coach. Nick Sirianni will be fired. As long as the relationship between the head coach and the general manager are in place, Antonio Pierce deserves to continue to see this thing out moving forward.
The way I see it is that the Raiders either got to move on from after the season or he needs to be the head coach for the next 3 years. They need stability before results at this point. Like, they're so just out of whack with everything that's happened. Because, like, say that you draft a quarterback, whatever, and it's not working for AP. You fire him at that point. All right, now we're looking at the GM. It's like you haven't been working out or whatever. And it's just you're always chasing your tail at that point. They need stability. So it's either you start it this year after the season with a new coach or you stick with AP and hopefully he gets it right. But if not, you just move on after those 3 years. But they need some sort of stability first. You can't fire AP next season or keep him. You can't keep him going into next season and then fire him again.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, you're just chasing your tail at that point.
I got you.
I agree with that. I want to know what you guys think about this. I don't think the way this has played out is the worst thing in the world. Like, you went into the season, you went and got a Gardner Minshew. See how it goes. See how it goes and see if maybe you could push for the playoffs. We're 5-6 weeks in. You clearly see, like, he's not good enough. We're not good enough. You hit the eject button. You trade Devontae Adams. You see what you can get for him. Do we believe they could have gotten more for him if they trade him in the offseason?
Last offseason?
This one.
The one coming up?
Yeah, like the one that just passed.
No, yeah, they absolutely could have.
What could they have
I think it's documented. They were offered, what was it, two seconds?
I'd have to look it up.
They were offered multiple picks. Because
You're at a point now where you kind of have to move on from Devontae. In this past offseason, at least, there's the idea where you're kind of making that decision. It's up to you still.
The thing that just keeps getting stuck with me is I thought the Jets would have been desperate, and you could have milked this longer. No one on the planet believed, whether it was Antonio Pierce or wherever that nonsense came from about not trading Devontae last week. Mm-hmm. Literally no one bought it. No one. Mm. It was just a line.
It looked crazy.
It looked ridiculous.
Crazy.
It looked absolutely ridiculous. So,
my bad.
No, I thought New York was going to be a little bit more desperate and they would have gotten more from him. But the idea that I think that probably hurt the Raiders a little bit was it has been pretty clear for, 6 weeks that Amari Cooper could probably be had from Cleveland as well. Mm. And yes, I believe Devontae is better than Amari Cooper. But if we're talking the difference between a second round pick and a fourth round pick or a conditional third round pick and multiple picks somewhere else, yeah, people are going to rather go with Amari Cooper than Devontae Adams.
Yeah, fair.
Especially if you have a good quarterback.
I don't. And they could have gotten more in a trade for Devontae. But I don't think this is the worst thing. The things play out. Like the whole thing is you move Devontae, you get what you get from him. Maybe you lost the pick in the whole situation, but you move on from him. You have a clear direction about what you need. You need a quarterback. Like, it's clear. You know, there are people who believed in AOC and thought maybe he could be. No, it's clear. You need a quarterback, so you go into the draft knowing what you need.
Here's my only issue with what you're saying, because I understand where you're coming from today. Mm-hmm. My only issue is When you realized your options were Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, that's when you trade Davante Adams.
Fair.
Because why does that work? Mm-hmm. Or better yet, because I'm a jerk, why do you think that works? Mm-hmm. Like if you're Tom Telesco, why do you think that Gardner Minshew in this position, or Aiden O'Connell in this position, why do you think that works?
That's fair. That's a fair question. That's a fair question. So,
The writing was on the wall, is the point.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And every Raider fan knows that.
For sure. Now, the other thing about that is, and this is what we talk about with, you know, players, like just kind of keep your mouth shut or whatever, was Devontae pushing for AOC? Was he a believer in Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah, I don't know.
And if he was, and you're Antonio Pierce, and you're Tom Telesco, and you want, you know, your best player, you want to be on the same page with him, and he believes in him, you know, maybe you're giving him a chance. Mm-hmm. The other thing about the other thing that might not lend credence to that is apparently you wanted Penix.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted Penix, you must not have believed in Aiden O'Connell.
Yep.
So you should have moved Devontae or ignored what Devontae allegedly was saying before when he said he wanted Aiden O'Connell. So it hasn't been handled the best. I will absolutely agree that. But I don't think you're in a situation where you're lost. I think you went into the season, you tried to see some things. I was one of the people that believed, hey, maybe you can, you know, knock on the door of a wild card spot. You got 5-6 weeks in, and you see that's not the case, and now you're moving forward in a different direction. You're pivoting in a different direction, and we'll see if you can make the right calls after that.
Carlos E. throws in the chat, says the Raiders haven't had a direction since 2016. That's what they got to figure out next. Just at this point, what are we going to be? It's pretty easy, honestly, but I don't know. It's up to Mark Davis. Because all the stuff we're talking about, too, he's got to make the right decisions. Like, he's just probably going to screw it up again next year.
Yes and no. I don't know how fair that is. I mean, when they got to Vegas, they made the play. Was that the first year or the second year? They made the playoffs. Derek Carr looked good. Was that, I'm drunk. That was under Gruden? They made the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. But then you bring in Josh McDaniels, and it's like you're coming off of a good year, and he just completely just messed that up. Well, like, all right, I'm going to do my thing now. Like, that's where the direction shifts. Now it's like, all right, what are we doing then at this point?
Well, and that was a failure. That was a failure.
Bringing Josh McDaniels has set them back 5 years at least.
But you got thrown it to – and Roddy, don't get mad at me. I'm going to be fair to Mark. You were kind of throwing a curveball because Gruden fired himself. Gruden, you had gotten to the playoffs – that was the direction. Gruden was bringing you back, and then the truth about that man comes out, and you've got to pivot and move on from him.
So then you hire a guy who sees the roster for what is like, yeah, I can build off of this, rather than bringing in Josh McDaniels. Like, no, I'm going to blow this up and completely, they weren't on the same page.
You fumbled the McDaniels pick and that, or the signing, and that was a tough one. There is no defending that one, because we all saw that shouldn't have been the case.
It all starts with Mark Davis, I think.
Well, this will be a huge draft for the Las Vegas Raiders. I still, as Roddy says emphatically, perhaps the most obvious statement Roddy has ever put in the chat. I hate Mark Davis. All caps, and man, truer words have never been spoken. You know what makes me so sad about that? Roddy loved the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Loved the Raiders until that whole, you know, move to Vegas started.
The one thing
biggest heel turn since the summer of 96.
The one thing I'll say to Roddy and to all Raider fans is it will change and it will get better. It always does. You may still hate Mark or whatever, but they'll be a good team. They'll be one of
Brock
the top
Bowers
teams.
Is a good ball player, he too. Is. Like, he could have a pretty... I mean, I don't know what the other options are. You know, Jacoby Myers, like, he could have, like, a season for the books.
Yeah. He is, but I say that speaking from experience.
He can't win Rookie of the Year because of what's going on in Washington, but he could get people's attention.
Kyle would know that, too. Kyle, if he can hear me, how many people, when the Niners moved to Santa Clara and when they fired Jim Harbaugh, Jed York is an idiot. I am done with the 49ers forever. As long as he's the owner, they will never be any good. He's the problem. And I said, no, they'll be good again, and you'll be back. Like, it'll happen. Hell, as long as Vivek Ranadive is the owner, it'll never happen in Sacramento. He's the problem. They'll never make the playoffs. No, they will, and you'll be happy.
Yeah, it's tough for the Raider fans. They're going on like year 22, 23 of incompetence.
Yeah, but they made the playoffs two times in that situation. And people were hyped when they did it.
It's two for 22 years.
Yeah, that's not a good ratio. But it does happen, and you'll be excited when it happens, is my point.
There's a trade out there that absolutely could impact a team's fortunes and their Super Bowl chances, and it does involve the New York Jets, but it is not the one that was announced this morning. We'll talk about that. A couple of other big NFL stories to get into. And, of course, we got Kings basketball tonight.
That's right.
Kings look to get their first win of the preseason in Utah. So we'll dive into all of that as well. Also got a chance to go back, listen to Malik and Kevin Herter and Mike Brown yesterday. I have some thoughts, some takeaways on that. Stephen McCasey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Speaking of Sky River Casino, not quite ready for the big announcement, but just put it in your mental Rolodex. Mm. The biggest live broadcast in show history is on the way.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It's on the way.
Let's talk. Let's cook. Let's cook.
We'll announce it when it's time. We actually, good chance we got a couple of live broadcasts ahead, so stay locked in. But the biggest live broadcast in show history, the biggest live broadcast in history, period, is on the way.
Remind me to ask you something during the break.
Okay. What I can remind you to do is go to the Odyssey app and leave a voice message. That's a thing now. You can do that. And by doing that, you'll automatically be entered to win tickets to Golden Sky. It's the beer and country music festival that's going on at Discovery Park this weekend. They go straight from Aftershock into Golden Sky, and you can win 3-day passes just by going to the Odyssey app. Leave us a voice message. Let us know you want to cop these Golden Sky tickets. Maybe tell us how much you love us, whatever. You know, we'll take whatever. And you could be picked to win these tickets for Golden Sky. Also, I heard the wake-up call. They're going to be out at Roosters on the River.
Nice.
On Friday from 11 to 1.
Okay.
Now, hear me out, because I could be saying this wrong. But I believe they're giving away tickets to Golden Sky every 10 minutes and 65 seconds. Mm. Now, I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
that's just 11 minutes and 5 seconds.
That's not 10 minutes, but it's okay.
But it's okay. 10 minutes and 65 seconds.
True.
Because it's 106.5.
Yeah. And technically it is.
That wasn't vetted through the education department here at Odyssey.
But technically, it's perfectly fine.
It's accurate.
It's 10 minutes, and then you add 65 seconds on there.
That's right, which makes it 10 minutes and 65 seconds. Yeah. Every 10 minutes and 65 seconds, they're going to be giving away Golden Sky passes at Roosters on the River this Friday from 11 to 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So make sure you tap in.
Also, as we just, got church announcements everywhere, Sac State's homecoming is this Saturday.
Yep.
And your boys are going to be out at Hornet Stadium, man.
Imagine
come on,
that.
Man. Come on now.
We got in on the homecoming game.
Come on, man. Y'all want to come kick it with D-Lo and KC? Come chill. Come watch the Hornets get back on the winning track. Pull up on Saturday at Hornets.
There's rumors we're going to be everywhere on Saturday.
Oh, jeez.
One of them. One of them, we're just walking through the aisles.
Hey, yo.
One of those, we're just NWO in that joint. But if you're a Kings fan, you know that something is going on Saturday. You might run into old D-Lo and KC.
Hey, yo. But yeah, we're going to be everywhere. But come out to Hornet Stadium, man. Say
Katie, I'm going to let you finish. But D-Lo and KC would have been the greatest host of all time.
You you may not be able to get to D-Lo on Saturday, but you can come say hi to me.
I don't understand.
You got security. You're in blocked off areas, all this other stuff. I'll be with the people. See me on Saturday. Say what's up.
You have literally been on this show and begged the athletic director for field passes.
Well, I just wanted the experience. I wanted to know what it felt like.
When's the last time that you sat in a section that started with a 2?
That's a good question.
At the Niners game.
That's a great question. No one believes that.
At the Niners game, I was in 223.
Well, the twos, I think.
Yeah, that's different. No, different. When's the last time you sat in a section with a three at the Niners game?
Oh, no, I ain't doing that.
See?
No, when the part of the reason
two
why
is
I'm not doing
are
that,
the best seats.
No, the ones are the best seats. The part of the reason why I'm not doing a three at a 49ers game is the price for the three ticket. Like, why am I spending $200 to sit in the 300 section? I'll stay at home.
We know you didn't pay for those tickets, first of all. And second of all.
Well, I definitely did. Definitely did. I should have waited till game day, too. A couple of them went down. I was like, damn.
Oh, that's what you got to do all the time.
Wanted to make sure. If it was just me, I would have done that. But I had my mom with me. I was like, I want to make sure.
That game went. You should have bought the tickets when it was over. you just tried to sell them Usher tickets during the commercial break. Man.
But, yeah, no, I'm not going to the threes. The price is right. I'll go to the threes. But the price is never right. Maybe went like $200 a ticket. It's in the threes. Like, I'm cool. Stay at home.
Understandable.
Now, Damien, on the other hand, there is no price that'll get him into the threes. You can't give him tickets in the threes.
I don't think you can even give him tickets. He won't take them.
It's a good point.
I've stated emphatically, I don't like watching football live. I will go watch Sac State football live, but I'm talking about going to. Let me state this clear. I don't want to drive to Santa Clara.
Understandable.
To a stadium in the middle of nowhere.
You could catch the Capitol Corridor.
No, thank you. I'm good.
When's the last time you watched something as a fan, like at a game? I guess besides the Wizards debacle.
Yeah, I was about to say that was it. That was it when we wanted to see the beam lit the whole family converged on Golden 1 Center and it.
One of the worst nights in Golden 1 Center history.
They got their ass whooped by the Washington Wizards.
That was an all-time.
Was it 2 days before Christmas?
That was December. I remember it was December 23rd. I remember the story every time you tell it.
That was an all-timer.
Oh, we just want to see the beam. Sorry, kids.
Me too.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, such a sad
Christmas.
Take our
lonely walk out of the Golden 1 Center.
Such a sad Christmas.
Not just that, they got curb stomped. They didn't even get beat. They got
that. When was the last time you did watch a game as a fan?
I have no clue.
Man.
I have no. Crazy, I have absolutely no
That's
clue.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah. Woo.
What do you mean? Why are you making this out to be a thing?
Because, I mean, that's just rich. That's just rich.
The fact that
am I wrong, Jesse?
I'm not even sure what point you're trying to make.
Yeah, it's just rich. Like I just come and go to these sporting events. It's nothing. It's nothing. I don't even.
When did Romo retire? That's probably when it ended.
Okay. So no, that's not true. Second of all, who am I a fan of?
Well, I'm just saying as a spectator is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that I get to go to every single Kings game at the Golden 1 Center.
Rich.
All right, man.
This is like the fourth time he jumped in the brown truck.
This doesn't even make sense. Like, you do know what I do for a living. Like, I know we act like this is just vibes, but you realize this is work. Like, the Kings allowed me to come watch those games. The one time I bought tickets was when my family came.
Man. Do not forget our bet this season, too. Our over-under between us and the Chatty House. Kenny is not part of it.
I don't know why you guys tell me to bet.
Because
I keep it a stack. I'm going to try to go. I'm going to go there for the media, but sometimes, I want to take the fam. You know?
No, we know.
So we gonna go.
Do what you got to do.
I'm
not going to be courtside every time. Sometimes, I'm just going to be in there with the people, man.
You be where you be, Kenny.
Whatever you say, bro.
That's it. Just be where. Just be there with the people.
Whatever you say.
That's all. I need to talk to our guy, too.
Chris Maddox says it was probably the Monarchs. It wouldn't have been the Monarchs. It would have been the Mystics. But that might have been the last time. The Mystics in 2015.
Hey, look at this. And where were you sitting for those Monarchs and Mystics games?
Oh, well, that's different.
That's
different. That's different.
Didn't you say you tripped Kobe one time?
No, I didn't.
Isn't that what happened?
No, I never said any such thing.
Oh, okay.
But that's way different.
Bro, I can't defend you, Kenny, on these when you're yelling at refs on TV and all that.
That happened one time. One time.
That poor Gucci 2.0 getting yelled at by you.
Stop calling that man that.
No, he's leaned into it. Yeah, he calls himself Gucci sometimes.
Yeah, fake Gucci. That's him.
Well, Gucci 2.0 seems less mean than fake Gucci.
He making shirts and everything.
Mm. In any event, I don't know how we got here.
We could all
be at Sac State on Saturday. That was the whole point.
That's it. We're all just trying to be rich like D'Lo and Rachel.
Okay. Well, do you want to tell us who Rachel is?
Rachel's friend of the show. Rachel, she's pretty rich. Matter of fact, next time you go to Disneyland, you should go with Rachel. She'll show you all the stuff. You, Katie, and Rachel.
Okay. Well, we got to bring Kyle, too, because Kyle really wants. And then Kyle will have to. It'll turn into a thing.
So. I'll slum it at Fairy Tale Town. That's where I'll be.
That's fine.
That's all I can afford.
That's fine. I will happily lean on the big wigs to get me through Disneyland.
Me and Ken are going to hang out at the ESPN Zone. Is that still there? I don't even know.
It's in downtown.
Oh, Kyle says no.
But it's not called that, but do they still have the same type of place?
Yeah, what's it called? Is it something else now?
No, it's
all the way gone.
It's a whole different thing in that building.
Because Tom's Urban in LA Live used to be ESPN Zone, but those things don't exist no more. And it's now.
And that's Tom's Urban. The studio's like upstairs.
Mm-hmm. That was really
poor went out for the ESPN Zone.
Shout out to that. Was ESPN Zone was dope.
The ESPN Zone was crazy because like they'd have like TVs in the urinals. Like, you couldn't go anywhere without whatever was on ESPN being directly in front of you.
Yeah. That ESPN Zone was sick. It was pretty cool.
I went once. I think it was in Vegas. And yeah, it was fun. The thing I remember the most is like trying to order a salad. I said, hey, salad, blah, blah, can I just have the dressing on the side? Mm-hmm. Of course. Bring the salad out, and they bring out the dressing in, like, a glass that they'd serve, like, soda in.
What?
There's no way it wasn't, like, 8,000 calories worth of salad dressing.
Why did that just give me the little container?
Like, yeah. Now they give you the little thing you put the ketchup in it and keep it moving. But, yeah, no, it's like, oh, dear God. You're good, man. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do this at all.
Real quick, that's who I was looking at. I don't even know who that guy is. Oh, that's what's his name? I think
it's
that's
Dave McMahon.
McMahon. Yeah. No, that's McMahon.
Oh, Tim McMahon. Yeah, yeah, that's Tim McMahon.
You don't usually see him on there. But yeah.
Stupid Nick Sirianni look on his face. What are you doing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.